in the United States of America should have to lose everything they've worked for all their lives because they were unfortunate enough to become ill. It was to help the Richard and Judy Andersons of America that the First Lady and so many others have worked so hard and so long on this health care reform issue. We owe them our thanks and our action. I know there are people here who say there's no health care crisis. Tell it to Richard and Judy Anderson. Tell it to the 58 million Americans who have no coverage at all for some time each year. Tell it to the 81 million Americans with those pre-existing conditions. Those folks who are paying more, or they can't get insurance at all, or they can't ever change their jobs because they or someone in their family has one of those pre-existing conditions. If you tell it to the small businesses burdened by skyrocketing costs of insurance, most small businesses cover their employees and they pay on average 35% more in premiums than big businesses or government. Or tell it to the 76% of insured Americans, 3 out of 4 whose policies have lifetime limits, and that means they can find themselves without any coverage at all just when they need it the most. So if any of you believe there's no crisis, you tell it to those people, because I can't. There are some people who literally do not understand the impact of this problem on people's lives. But all you have to do is go out and listen to them. Just go talk to them anywhere, in any congressional district in this country. They're Republicans and Democrats and Independents. It doesn't have a lick to do with party. They think we don't get it. And it's time we show them that we do get it. From the day we began, our health care initiative has been designed to strengthen what is good about our health care system. The world's best health care professionals, cutting-edge research, and wonderful research institutions. Medicare for older Americans. None of this, none of it should be put at risk. But we're paying more and more money for less and less care. Every year, fewer and fewer Americans even get to choose their doctors. Every year, doctors and nurses spend more time on paperwork and less time with patients, because of the absolute bureaucratic nightmare the present system has become. This system is riddled with inefficiency, with abuse, with fraud, and everybody knows it. In today's healthcare system, insurance companies call the shots. They pick whom they cover and how they cover them. They can cut off your benefits when you need your coverage the most. They are in charge. What does it mean? It means every night millions of well-insured Americans go to bed just an illness, an accident, or a pink slip away from having no coverage or financial ruin. It means every morning millions of Americans go to work without any health insurance at all, something the workers in no other advanced country in the world do. It means that every year more and more hardworking people are told to pick a new doctor because their boss has had to pick a new plan. And countless others turn down better jobs because they know if they take the better job, they'll lose their health insurance. If we just let the healthcare system continue to drift, our country will have people with less care, fewer choices, and higher bills. Now, our approach protects the quality of care and people's choices. It builds on what works today in the private sector to expand employer-based coverage to guarantee private insurance for every American. And I might say, employer-based private insurance for every American was proposed 20 years ago by President Richard Nixon to the United States Congress. It was a good idea then, and it's a better idea today. Why do we want guaranteed private insurance? Because right now, 9 out of 10 people who have insurance get it through their employers, and that should continue. And if your employer is providing good benefits at reasonable prices, that should continue too. That ought to make the Congress and the President feel better. Our goal is health insurance everybody can depend on. Comprehensive benefits that cover preventive care and prescription drugs. Health premiums that don't just explode when you get sick or you get older. The power, no matter how small your business is, to choose dependable insurance at the same competitive rates governments and big business get today. One simple form for people who are sick. And most of all, the freedom to choose a plan and the right to choose your own doctor. Our approach protects older Americans. Every plan before the Congress proposes to slow the growth of Medicare. The difference is this. We believe those savings should be used to improve health care for senior citizens. Medicare must be protected, and it should cover prescription drugs, and we should take the first steps in covering long-term care.